Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Ravi, Parshas Emor is the first of the classical aliyos that we have regarding the Parshas Amoadim, and it concludes in a very enigmatic place with the reiteration of Isurei Matnos Aniyim, Kutrachemes Kitzir Arzachem Lo Sechala Pasad Chab Kutracha, Vilaki Kitzircha Lo Slake, the Ani Vilagir Tazov Osam, Ani Hashem Lokechem. Rashi famously comments this very strange localization that Amru Dimi Rabbi Yosef. Maral Kasev Litna Beemtzah Regalim Pesach Aseres Mikan Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur V'Chag Mikan Lamda Chashkol Nosin Daket Shechav Peya La'ani Kiroi Malin Of A Kasev Kiilu Bana Beis Hamikdash V'Hikriv Korbanosav Besocho. So that itself is, you know, Omer Darsheni. What does that mean? So again, we always talk about one of the ways of coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu is Aliyah L'Regel and being Makriv Korbanos and, you know, Yira Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Shalosh Pamim Ba'Shana the Regalim. Another way of coming close to Hashem is Velach the Bidracha, was the mitzvah of Tzedakah. Right? We talk about that in the dichotomy of Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani, of you know, switching off between years, because they're both ways of getting close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'kutz Rechem, Rashi also notes, Chazar V'shina Lavor Aleihem B'shnei Lavin. The Ramban quotes that day as well, and then the Ramban moves on from there to suggest that you might have thought that, you know, the Asei Do Chalos Asei, K'tzartim B'somer Reshit K'tzir Chalos Echalap HaSasada L'tzorach HaOmer. Again, maybe a similar kind of an idea that you might have had a hava mina that for purposes of a karban we can be docha the aniyim. Lomar shlo tedocha mitzvahi as halavin ho'ela. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not more interested in you bringing the karban ha'omer than I am in the aniyim getting you know, getting what they need. So apropos that, you know, point, I'd like to try to understand a little bit this idea of lavor aleihem b'shnei lavin. Obviously, you know, the Torah, just you know, back in Parshas Kedoshim, not that long ago, four prakim ago, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tes, you know, had the same basic lav. And so the question is, why do you need two different lavin? So there, the Torah formulated it this way: V'kut shechem eskser etzachem lo sechale patzad chalik tor v'leke kitzur chalos lalked v'char mechalos aloferikam mechalos lalked la'ani v'lager tazov osam ani Hashem Elokeichem. So anytime we have lav or alav b'shnei lavin, methodologically, I think it's always important to make the following observation, that the mechayvim aren't exactly the same. I'd like to suggest the Parshas Kedoshim lav is midin, right? Matnos aniyim, that it's a gezel aniyim. The Torah cares about the mitzvah of tzedakah. I'd like to suggest that Parshas Emor, right? Be'emtza harigalim, there's a different mechayiv, that it breaks down the social cohesion of Kal Yisrael. If you're not going to care about the aniyim, it's not just a lav and an avlo vis-a-vis the aniyim. So it also breaks down the basic theme of Parshas HaMoadim. As Rashi quotes, the very first pasuk in Parshas HaMoadim, Rashi on that pasuk, Moadei Hashem, Asher Tikuro Sam Mikrei Kodesh. So Ase Regalim, Rashi notes that Klal Yisrael will be more galim bahem, that everybody can participate in, and we have the din of Ibr Shana, of adding an extra month. Legaluyo Shenekar Mekoran Velohi Spiko Lalos Li Yerushalayim. There's a special, right, yichus of, you know, having people come together. And so when there's an insensitivity to Matnos Aniyim, what it does is it breaks down, you know, the social cohesion of Klal Yisrael. This is a time for all of Klal Yisrael to be together. And the Sforno really hits that point. And our pasuk of Kutzuchem is Kitzirasachem, Lo Sechala, Pasad Chab Kutzrech, Velaki Kitzrecha, Lo Slake, the Ani Lager Tazovosam, and Yashem Lokechem, says the Sforno, Elohe HaKotrim, the Balabatim, Veloe Amalaktim, the Aniyim, Aleket Vapea Baniyim, Ve'etiv, the Mativin Lahem Kidei, Lasos Ritzoni. So he says, I'm the God of everybody here. And we have to recognize that. The Regalim are times for us to come together. And like to, you know, explain that the localization of the Isser, Laket Shechan Peya, Be'emtza Regalim, isn't just Mimidas Achased and a way of getting close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which I think is definitely true. But in addition to that, that part of the Din of Regalim is the idea of social cohesion. And a person doesn't is not makbid in Laket Shechan Peya. Not only is he harming the Aniyim, but just as importantly, if not more importantly, right, you have a situation where people are breaking down the fundamental achdus of Klal Yisrael, the sense of mutual responsibility, the idea that Hashem is the God of everybody, the Ashirim and the Aniyim, and that we have that degree of responsibility for each other.